Guy Raz joins us on the line from Ankara, Turkey, where a vote of the Turkish parliament has just taken place, which apparently is going to authorize Turkish soil to be used in the event of a war with Iraq by U.S. troops. Guy, are you there?
Hi, Scott.
Hi. Nice talking to you. Listen, we heard some sound from a massive anti-war demonstration today in Ankara, Turkey. Public opinion has been very heavy, 95%, I believe, against the using Turkish soil to stage any kind of U.S. and British attack. How did the vote in Parliament go today?
Well, Scott, it's been a very, very extraordinary vote, and we're still getting the results in at the moment. There are about 550 members of the Turkish Parliament, and only 534 turned up to vote today. Mm-hmm. 264 members voted to support the measure, 251 opposed it, and 19 abstentions. So there was no absolute majority. It was three votes short of an absolute majority. So it's still not clear whether this has passed, because the opposition is challenging the legitimacy of the vote and they're calling for a revote. But an extraordinary day in the parliament today. You had two opposition members taken to the hospital from exhaustion. But at this point, it seems like, at least on the first ballot, it's passed.
Mm-hmm. Now, do we know what this would mean in terms of what facilities Turkey would make available or what areas?
Well, the military planners in Washington are very keen to use bases and areas in the southeastern part of the country, places like Batman and Diyarbakir and Silopi. Now, the U.S. has been using Incirlik Air Base for a number of years. They've kept several jet fighters there, which are used to patrol the no-fly zones in northern Iraq. That number of jet fighters is likely to rise if this vote does become accepted. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, U.S. troops would be coming into the port at Iskenderun to begin deploying here in the southeastern part of the country. I just wanted to add at Please. This point, Scott, that we are still getting information that this vote may not be accepted. The justice minister says he will decide whether it's legitimate. So at this point, it's still not entirely clear whether the parliamentary decision to pass the motion will actually be accepted.
Okay. Guy, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Scott.
And here's Guy Raz in Ankara, Turkey.